Welcome to the CBD Show.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
It's the CBD Show back.
Yes, we're quiet because we're in a hotel.
And we've just come back from Yam Carnival and it was a bit mad.
Wait, do you want to add that part in? Because it's going to be out of date.
That's fine. We've just come back from Yam Carnival. That's it. That's when we recorded it.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'm tired.
I am tired too.
However, we need to get something out for you guys because we don't have anything. Anyway, this episode is going to be an Am I the Arsehole episode. So, Am I the Arsehole is like this Reddit page that I really like. People go on there and they ask questions like, am I the arsehole for doing something? And in the comments, they, like, other people kind of give their own two cents on whether the person is the arsehole or not. Okie dokie. So the first one that kind of caught my attention, or I guess the one that really made me go the was one that I saw on Twitter. I don't know that I still have it, you know? Ah, okay. So it is, am I the asshole for bringing my girlfriend on a date to my daughter's workplace? Okay, so me reading this whole thing is going to be a bit long. So you guys might want to fast forward, or if you want to listen, you can.
Okay.
So the short thing, obviously. I, 51, male. I have been dating my girlfriend, Millie, for just over 6 months. My wife died 4 years ago, and this is my longest relationship since. However, my daughter, Bianca, 21, female, disapproves. She has a lot of issues with me and Millie, but the main ones are the way we met through a website, and that I moved Millie into our house fairly quickly after 3 months. In defense, losing my wife much earlier than I had imagined really taught me to seize and enjoy each moment. And it just felt right to both of us to have Millie there with me permanently. 2 months ago, Bianca and Millie got into a dispute over our spare room, which Bianca uses as a music space, but Millie wanted to convert into a shooting space for her social media, which is her job. I took Millie's side, since she's going to be there long term. So Bianca sped up her plans to move out the next week and asked that I warn her if Millie's going to be present at any events or visits. Anyway, last week I thought it would be nice to treat Millie for her birthday, and she asked for a shopping trip and dinner out, which I was happy to do. The issue is, she specifically wanted us to go to a restaurant where Bianca works as a waitress, since it's known as one of the most exclusive and classy places in our town. I know Bianca was working that day, but I figured it would be all right since it's a large restaurant and a special occasion. We arrived. We were given another server, so I thought everything was okay. About 15 minutes later, Bianca walked out from the kitchen and immediately saw us sitting there. Then walked right back without even saying hi. She kept passing the table and silently glaring daggers at Millie, which was just unnecessary when Millie tried to be polite. Millie then asked Bianca for the bill because she was the nearest waitress, and Bianca slapped it down on the table wordlessly, then sent another waitress to see us out. Later, I called her and asked her why she had behaved like a child. Bianca said that me and Millie had deliberately flirted to upset her, which is untrue. The most that happened was a couple of kisses and a bit of footsie / giggling. Bianca also claims that when I briefly left to use the toilet, Millie called her over and told her not to contact me for the next few days as we would be too busy engaging in private activities. Okay, brother. I find it hard to believe Bianca, because Millie has made an effort to bond with her through organizing girly activities amongst other things, while Bianca has a history of manipulating others to get her way. Bianca then told me she wants no contact with Millie or with me apart from at family gatherings. My family is split over the issue, and my ex-wife's sister, no, your ex-wife, brother, your late wife, my ex-wife's sister called to cuss me out for neglecting Bianca, who is still grieving for her mother. Am I the arsehole? I understand that Bianca and Millie have had their issues and Bianca misses her mother, but Bianca was at work and I think she should have been a bit, she should have been more professional. So do you think he's the arsehole?
No, I think it's, he said, from what he said, it's a large restaurant. It's just a coincidence she happened to be in the same area. She's a waitress.
They know she works there.
Yeah.
And she's told the dad. Clearly, I think he's the arsehole, 100%. She told the dad, I didn't like this. When you lot are going to come around, let me know. He didn't let her know. I'm sorry. If there's someone that, think of it like this. You're going to dinner with someone I don't like. And then you come to my workplace. You think I'm going to treat, No, that's rude. In fact, that's, and you know that I don't like this person.
You still you, have to,
you know that I work, and you know that,
yes. Your professional decorum, as he said. Like, even regardless of where you are, even if you are upset with the people you're serving, you have to serve with a certain level of decorum, and she did not uphold that.
Yes, she did. The only thing that she did was the thing at the end where she slammed the bill. Fair enough, she shouldn't have done that. Okay, fine. He should have been a bit more professional. But her dad was an asshole for taking his little sugar baby to his daughter's workplace.
We don't know if she's a sugar baby.
Well, we eventually find out. Because obviously, people start asking questions and he's answering them. And we start finding out things. There's more. Well, we find out that Millie and Bianca used to have a thing.
The exes.
Yes.
Maybe that's the issue at hand. Maybe it's
and
not.
They met on a sugar baby site.
Did they?
Yeah.
You're not giving the whole story then.
I mean, he didn't give the whole story.
Oh. So, first things first, they're exes. So she's dating her dad.
He's dating his daughter's ex. 51.
And the words of Miss Bankle the Shable. If you don't want me, fuck your father. So she literally was like, "Aye, mate. If it ain't you, on to that."
It
mean
I'm in my ghetto. I was born in a ghetto. Ah, oh, no, she's buff. She is so cool.
So, you know,
I think he's the arsehole. She'd have told his daughter that they were going to come. And maybe she could have got someone else to cover their table. Or made sure maybe she was at the bar or something.
That just makes me a bit uncomfortable. She has,
exactly.
No, not that. The fact that he's dating his daughter's ex. That means the age mate.
Well, she's... The daughter's 21 and the woman is 28.
Not age mate.
But close. And he's 51?
He's 50.
51. I mean, obviously, this 28-year-old is an adult, and she's made a decision. She's made a decision. I can't tell her what to do.
Mm.
But dating your daughter's ex is a no-no.
Yeah.
And if it happens...
That's the only thing I think he did wrong. No. I don't think going to the restaurant wasn't an issue, in my opinion.
Okay, the daughter told him, explicitly tells you, I do not like the person you are dating.
Yeah.
When she's going to come around me, give me a heads up.
No, she said, when I come to the house, just tell me if she's going to be there or not so I can schedule around it.
So Bianca sped up her plans to move out the next week and asked that I warn her if Millie's going to be present at any event or at any visit.
Well, it's an oversight. I should have warned her, but I don't think going to a restaurant was a bad idea.
I 100% think so. There's no way two people that don't like each other, that emotions are charged, your child is a 21-year-old woman, young woman, she's going to lash out somehow. She's going to make you know that she doesn't like you being there. She's going to make sure you are aware that she doesn't like what you've done. Why couldn't they go to another restaurant? The girl, she specifically chose that restaurant, knowing that the daughter worked there.
Okay, that's your opinion.
You don't think so?
I told you, I don't think it's wrong for them to go to the restaurant. I think it was he should have told his daughter, if that's the case, that his daughter explicitly said, please do warn me.
Yeah.
But going to the restaurant is not a bad, wrong decision.
His question is, am I the asshole for bringing my girlfriend on a date to my daughter's workplace?
No, I don't think so.
I think he is. He shouldn't have done that. Your daughter that you know has lashed out several times because of your girlfriend, and you're going to put them in the same room together when she's working. Nah, that's going to piss me off. It's like you're trying to get me fired. That would piss me off. And you want me to serve her as well.
She just asked for the bill. That's all she did.
I don't give a shit. I'm not saying like, I mean like in that context, if I was the girlfriend, it doesn't matter if I don't get to, and you know like how people call waitresses.
Well, how else is she going to get your attention?
No, she's taking it too far. Call someone else.
She was the only waitress.
Don't matter. Call someone else. Wait. What do we do when someone's not looking our way, or when we know that a waitress is probably given attitude? You wait for someone else. You should have waited. You know she don't like you. And you're gonna, what, you're gonna, no. She's taking a piss, I'm sorry. Mm. She's taking the absolute piss. Next one. Am I the arsehole for not wanting to pass down my engagement ring to my future daughter-in-law? My son Sam, 26, and his longtime girlfriend, now fiance Emily, 26, finally decided to get married. They had announced their engagement privately to my husband and me, and after the initial excitement, they said they had something important to talk to me about. Sam wanted my engagement ring to give to Emily. Sam said this would be a great way to keep him from starting his marriage in debt, from having to buy a new expensive diamond ring. Emily also added that she has liked the look of my engagement ring a lot and would love for me to pass it. You're not the asshole. Sorry. Okay, sorry. I love my engagement ring. I've worn it every day since my husband proposed to me with it. And to be honest, I still have plenty of years to live that I want to keep wearing it until I'm grey and old. Or old and grey. Also, my ring is not a family heirloom. My husband chose and bought this ring for me many years ago. So I told them that I appreciated them wanting my ring, but no, I wanted to keep it. I listed out the reasons above and how I don't want to part with my ring yet for the rest of my still long life. However, when I'm old, I would be more than happy to give it to their future children. Well, Sam and Emily were happy with my answer, and Sam actually called me selfish and materialistic and said that diamonds are a scam. So why do you want it for your girl?
Because of the cheapskate.
And asked how I could let him go into debt to buy a new ring. Emily was disappointed and said that she hoped that my ring would become a family heirloom and it would be a token of acceptance into our family. I've always liked Emily and we got along great. Take your eyes out of something that don't belong to you.
No, I think they're going to plan to sell it, because the way they're saying this.
They also said that I could keep my wedding band, so it wasn't like they were leaving me without any rings. So where am I the arsehole, she asked, and then there's an edit. Thanks to everyone who commented. I liked reading about your own engagement rings and diamond alternatives. My husband did defend me and had told our son to leave and walk it off when he started arguing with me. He said he's on my side and would have respected my decision with the ring. But I admit that he was not happy that I still love my ring so much after... No, that he was happy, sorry. He admitted that he was happy that I still love my ring so much after all these years. They called her materialistic. They're the materialistic ones. Why does he want to never get a diamond ring for his girlfriend or his fiance? Buy plastic. If you don't care about it being a diamond, if you think diamonds are scams, buy her the fake one. Buy her Swarovskis. They're nice. They're glittery. They're quite pricey.
Mm-hmm.
And they some of them look good.
Yeah.
And the fucking fiance. Where is she? Is she? All these type of entitled children. And tells you that you're materialistic because you don't want to give them a ring that's very dear to you.
Mm.
And you expect her to have said yes because what?
You don't want to go in debt.
Don't buy a fucking diamond ring. Buy a £500 ring since you don't care about it. And the girl saying that, oh, I've always admired your ring. Stop looking at my property, please. What do you think?
I think they're in the wrong for even asking.
Exactly.
Because
usually they offer you, it's offered to you.
It's not even that. I feel like things like engagement rings or wedding rings in general, those are such sentimental things to both partners. Yeah. Like even the husband was like, I'll respect your answer either way.
Yeah.
I'm actually more happy that you said that you still love it, because
exactly.
In most situations, women might nudge and give suggestions, but when a man takes thought into what is like, okay, I know my girlfriend likes X, Y, and Z, and he clearly had taken the thought
versus
like, she likes this kind of cut, she likes this kind of shit, and she loves it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very symbolic to her, and very symbolic to him. And but to give it away to a woman that's a daughter-in-law, it's like your own daughter. Come on. Come on.
No. This is too funny.
And she said it's going to be a family heirloom. It's not going to be a family heirloom. It's not in my family. It's family heirloom if I give it to my daughter. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Or if she actually gives it to her son, and that her son can give it to her.
Mm.
If it wasn't given to you, you don't ask for things. There's certain things you don't ask for, I believe. I mean, I know like sometimes they say, oh, if you don't ask for something, you're not going to get it. But there's just certain things you don't ask for. Maybe like your dad's like prized possessed watch, or like just things that are important to people. Like things that hold massive sentimental value and that they are still using daily, and that they want to. If they don't want to give it to you, don't insult them by calling them selfish and materialistic and that their property is a scam.
I just don't think they can afford it, because what kind of ring is it trying to buy?
Exactly. That's actually a good question. Why are you going to go into debt?
That's what I'm telling you. Maybe
it's the girlfriend. It's the girlfriend. She actually had her eye on that ring and she wanted it. So she put it in the boy's head, and the boy thought, you know what? My mom's nice. I'm sure she'll say yes. And the fact that she said no, he was like, why? It's the entitlement. The entitlement is what's getting me. People are too entitled. Anyways. Next one. Okay. Am I the asshole for taking away my daughter's clothes from my stepdaughter? My daughter passed away 6 months ago. It has been devastating for my family. We all have taken it hard. We have all avoided her room this all summer. I'm finally in a place to clean her room and give most of her things away. I was talking to my stepdaughter about it, and she wants them. She even went into her room and picked up her clothes. She has been wearing some of these clothes around the house. I hate it. I see her walking across the room and expect to see my daughter. It makes me tear up a little bit and sends me to a very bad place. She has been wearing my daughter's clothes for a whole fucking week. I can't take this anymore. I can't take it anymore. I've gently asked her not to do it, but she still does it. She had done her laundry and kept the clothes lying around near the machine. I took my daughter's stuff and kept them away in my room. She noticed it and screamed at me. She demanded that she wants them and that she needs them. She was close to tears as well. I refused, and she's not talking to me. I feel like an asshole because I think I've hurt her. I don't know why she wants this clothes, but I feel like I didn't communicate this well. So the follow-up, the update was, this thread was so hard to get through. I cried many times reading it. I've been a bad mother to my stepdaughter. I've been so lost in grief that I didn't deal with this properly. I asked her why she wanted the clothes. She pretended she wanted them because they were pretty. But I explained that whenever I saw, I'm assuming there's a missing her with those clothes on, I thought for a second it was my daughter. She started crying and apologized for it. She said it made her feel like she was hugging her sister. We talked about it, and we are going to make a memory blanket with some of her clothes. This is going to be difficult, but I think it would be good for us. I talked to my husband about going to family counselling, all three of us. All three of us are pretending that we are doing fine because we don't want to pile on, and we tried to hide how close to falling apart all of us are. Thank you all for the comments. I read them all. They're both grieving?
Grieving, yeah.
So I think they both just reacted in the wrong way, and obviously now things are better. She went back and she treated it fine.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the best situation, to be honest.
But in the first situation, I feel like she had nudged her daughter-in-law. Is it daughter-in-law?
No, her stepdaughter.
She had nudged her stepdaughter like
a few times,
and then there's only so many times you can politely say something before you have to take action.
Yeah, and before you lash out, because obviously you're not thinking properly, you're grieving.
Yeah,
I agree. I don't think she was the arsehole either. I just think they're both grieving and they're taking it, they're doing it in different ways, I guess.
Mm.
Okay. But do you think the stepdaughter's the arsehole?
For wearing it in front of her?
Yeah, and then for when being confronted about it or asked about it, she's like, it's pretty.
Well, as she said in the follow-up, they both weren't great at communicating.
True.
Because once they started communicating, she found out like the reason she was wearing them because she felt closer to her stepsister. Her sister,
yeah. Okay, good. All right, next one.
Am I the arsehole for unplugging my roommate's mini fridge, causing her all her food to spoil? A while ago, I, 23 female, bought a multi-socket adapter. I generally use it myself to charge my own devices and whatever else I need it for. My roommate, 21 female, thinks it's for the household and that anybody can use it, even though I paid for it with my own money. My phone was running low on battery and somebody had plugged in the socket where I needed to put in my phone charger. I took it out and charged my phone as I needed to go out soon. The next day, my roommate comes up to me furious. Apparently, she plugged her mini fridge in a socket, and when she went back to grab her yogurt that morning, she found all her food had spoiled. Sorry. I tried to argue it was mine and I should be able to use it when I need to, but she wasn't listening and got my other roommates to back her up, claiming I should let others use it, and I was an arsehole for not asking before unplugging things. I said I was sorry that her food spoiled, but it is mine, and if she wants to use it, she can give me half of what I paid for it. Now she isn't talking to me, and the rest of my roommates are on her side.
Oh, sorry. I don't think she's an arsehole. I've changed my mind. I mean, petty, yes. Not an arsehole. And again, why are people so entitled to other people's property?
I don't know.
Okay, I get it. Like, you live together, so you assume that whatever's theirs is yours.
Nah.
But still, like, it's not like she intentionally knew, oh, that's her fridge, I'm going to block it out.
No. Let's take this back to uni years. So, when you were sharing your apartment,
mm-hmm.
the things that were yours were yours.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't use them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But people did use them.
What? Really?
Yeah. Because, you know, like, sometimes my blinder's out there, sometimes my kettle's out there, sometimes, my kettle was never out there. Sometimes I just leave things there and people just use them. But I have no issue with it as long as they wash it properly
mm-hmm.
and they put it back where they found it. Now, if this girl had charged her phone and when her phone finished charging, she put back that thing,
mm-hmm.
then it will send the wrong message.
Sure.
She wants the adapter to be hers. I feel like as soon as you get into the room, announce it. I've bought this thing, yeah? Don't fucking touch it. Don't think about it. Say what? It's not yours.
No.
Make it clear. Right?
Mm.
Like, if I'm buying something for myself and not for everybody else.
Where did she plug her mini fridge before the adapter came in?
Exactly. That's actually a good question.
Because the adapter's new from what I read in the scenario.
Yeah.
So if you, the mini fridge must have been there beforehand. It's not like you saw the adapter and you're like, cool, I can get a mini fridge now. Do you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
Sheila, if you're thinking, oh, I'm going to get a mini fridge, you'd think, oh, we're going to get an extra socket, so let me buy a socket and an adapter as well as a mini fridge at the same time.
I don't think she's an arse. She's an arsehole.
No, I don't think. I think
your friend is taking the piss, and
she's gone overboard in her reaction.
Yeah.
I do feel bad that her food went bad.
Yeah, but there's nothing she could do. She didn't know it was a fridge. She just took it out. You know, like, when something's yours and then you see someone else using it and you're like, move, bruv.
Yeah.
And that was literally what she did.
It's hers by choice.
Yeah, it's hers. Nah, fuck your friends. Move house. Fuck them. Tell them that the whole world doesn't think you're an asshole. We don't think you're an asshole.
Nah.
That's so rude. And they're not talking to her. Nah, no,
it's just a girl. But the roommate's taking her side in the argument they had.
Her food spoiled. Food in the mini fridge. Her yogurt. Yogurt doesn't spoil like that, though.
Depends on what kind of yogurt it was. Fruit yogurt sometimes goes bad really fast if it's room temperature.
Okay, fair enough. But not in a day. What kind of food spoils in a day?
I don't know.
Like, even ice cream don't spoil. It just melts.
Maybe they're in the hot country.
Probably. Okay, fair enough. Like, maybe meat spoils. Some meat, not all.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I don't think she's an arsehole.
Am I the arsehole for not wanting my sister-in-law to in a delivery room? Hello, it's me again. As some of you may know, I'm 8 months pregnant and me and my husband recently have had a conversation about who will be in a delivery room. Due to COVID, we can only bring 2 extra people. I want my mother to be there. The woman works 3 jobs to support my family. My mum is my best friend. We do everything together. And on my other hand, my husband wants his sister there. Him and his sister have always been close with each other. And as I started dating my husband, my sister-in-law told me I wouldn't last with him, and she'll make sure of it. Well, we've lasted. I told my husband what she said, and he said she was joking, but the sound of her voice sounded pure. She made it known she does not like me, but I don't have a problem with her. When I brought this up, my husband told me that she needed to be there, and that she raised him, and that she was more than a mother figure than a sister. I told him that I'm going to be pushing out an entire person. My pregnancy is high risk, and I don't want someone who thinks negatively about me to be there. So am I the arsehole?
I mean, if you read down, there's a community thing, and it said that, sorry, 1 second, that she's given a reason why she thinks she's the arsehole. So OP has offered me that one there. Like, the person
has offered a following explanation for why they think they might be an arsehole. She did raise my husband. They're about 6-7 years apart, and when his mother and father weren't around, she was missing on her teen experience to take care of him. He really does love his sister. I feel like the arsehole for not letting him have her there.
So do you think she's an arsehole? It's complicated, isn't it?
I mean, it's a high-risk pregnancy, so I wouldn't want negative energy in my high-risk situation.
Yeah, because the sister is bad vibes.
Yeah.
But she's his mum. Like his mum.
Like his mum. I mean, could she not be outside the waiting room?
I guess she could be in the waiting room, not in the delivery room.
Yeah.
Yeah. She can be there. Just not there.
Yeah. She can be there after the delivery is done, yeah, so... Yeah,
she'll be giving her evil eye and, like, imagine, pushing, like, a
child.
A creature out of your vagina. And then there's someone in the corner of the room just looking at you like you ain't shit. nah, that would be a violation.
Especially, it could take long as well.
Exactly.
Because not every pregnancy is happening within 2 hours. And she'll
be goading her and being all patronising, I bet. Like, it's just a baby. Why can't you push it out? It doesn't hurt that much. You're overreacting. She sounds like she'll do that because she's bad vibe.
But yeah, or she'd be like, you're not
breathing properly.
Yeah, breathing properly.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about ways that people could be bad vibes, and that's all I can think about. Like, in that specific scenario, like, what's the worst you could do? Irritate her.
Yeah.
And usually, when, like, the mother's, like, agitated, they usually... And if it's the husband that's agitating her, they tell them to leave. So it's kind of better to not to just not have her there in the first place. She could be in the hospital, like you said, in the waiting room. I agree. And then...
Oh, that's a compromise.
Okay. All right, then. So that's the end of this one, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I've been Chawa on the Fourth of See You show.
A very Samba See You show. We do have something special for you guys.
Do we?
We have, like, a Catwoman in the movie episode. However, we are too tired to remember or put, like,
energy. Proper
conversations.
We don't have energy. That's what we're lacking.
So, guys, hopefully that will be coming soon. And, yeah, we will see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Welcome to the CE show.